Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we are going to be doing the next sounds we have done, a, ba, da, and tha. Now we are going to be doing ja, ha, and ha. How are we going to do these? We will just begin showing you. I have the cards ready here that we will be sharing the stories about. Like I said, everything that we teach the children, I try and do it through a story or something that they can relate to. Jim, ha, and kha. The phonetic sounds of these are ja, ha, and kha. Ja, ha, kha. Two of these letters are actually throat letters, that they come from the throat. The ha sound and the kha sound, and we will go on to understand how they're done. But before we go on to something about that, what I would like to tell you is that we do a little story with the children. Ja, ha, and kha were three boys, and they were going to school that day. Their mummy had given them a sandwich each. She had given ja a sandwich, ha a sandwich, and kha a sandwich. Now, Ja was very, very hungry. He didn't wait to take his sandwich to school. He just gobbled it up. So as you can see, there is his sandwich in his stomach. Oh dear, what happened to Ha? Well, as Ha was going to school, he dropped his sandwich on the way. So here you can see, Ha has no sandwich at all. So he goes around saying, Ha, I'm hungry. Ha, I'm hungry. Oh, poor Ha, he gets no sandwich. And here is Ha. Ha is very strong. He loves to exercise. That day in school, he was going to have a race. And so, he decided to carry his sandwich on his head until it was time for him to eat, which was after his race. So there you can see Ha. He's so strong, he's carrying his sandwich on his head. Now there are a few things that the children are learning through this. One, that the ha sound is coming from the throat, and we will emphasize that as we say it, because it's very important how we explain the sound to the children, that the ha sound is coming from the middle of the throat. And here in kha, we are also explaining to the children that the kha sound, he's strong, so the sound of the letter is emphasized and made into a much stronger sound than others. Like ha is a finer sound than ha. It's like a round mouthed sound. So that's ha. It is one of the letters of the hurufi isti'ala, but we are not telling that to the children right now. We just emphasize it through telling the children that ha is a strong letter. So that's why we say ha. And ha is from the throat, and both ha and ha are throat letters, and j is not. Ha, ha are throat letters, and then we will show you the throat house and how those letters are coming from the different parts of the throat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.